For a group of farmers and consumers around the country, the term organic just doesn't go far enough. They say the U.S. Department of Agriculture has weakened standards for food that's supposed to be raised organically. So they're meeting in Vermont this week to come up with a new label they argue will show that the food has been produced in ways that protect the environment and animal welfare. VPR's John Dillon has more.
Thetford farmer David Chapman raises organic tomatoes on his Long Wind farm. It's what he's done since 1984, but he spends a lot of time these days helping organize what he calls the real organic movement.
I would say the National Organic Program is just failing miserably at the one thing that they were asked to do, which was to protect the integrity and the transparency of the food supply between the organic farmers and the people who want to buy organic food, organically grown food.
Chapman's activism kicked into full gear last year when the USDA allowed organic vegetables to be grown hydroponically without soil. And then this month, the USDA rejected Obama-era animal welfare rules that would have required chickens in large-scale organic egg operations to have access to the outdoors. Chapman says farms known as concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, now dominate the organic egg market. And for one reason.
The primary influencer on this process is money.
Both decisions from the USDA, Chapman says, came after heavy pressure from businesses hoping to capture the price premium organic food earns in the market.
All told, between CAFOs and hydros, we're probably talking about $2 billion in annual sales of CAFO hydro production that is being certified as organic.
Enter the Real Organic Movement, which Chapman is helping organize. A group of farmers and consumers is meeting in Fairleigh this week to come up with new standards that he hopes will bring the organic label back to its roots.
I buy food, I buy vegetables, I buy milk, eggs. Unless I know the farm, I certainly can't count on the USDA label to let me know whether or not that was produced in the soil, in a soil-based system for the animals, or whether it was produced in a factory.
I don't think that the solution to their complaints lies in another label.
Grace Gershuni is a pioneer in organic agriculture. She helped develop Vermont's first organic standards and then worked for the feds developing the national standards, put her down as a serious skeptic of the real organic movement. She'd like to see organic food more available and more affordable. She worries that real organic products would be expensive and would serve only an elite, privileged market.
A lot of people can't afford to buy organic food. A lot of people don't have access to local, you know, righteously grown, real organic, or however you want to label it.
Gershuni instead wants better enforcement of organic standards.
I think that the solution isn't to add on another layer of rules, but to help see that the rules that exist are enforced.
And a group representing Vermont's organic farmers also has some concerns. Noelle Daney is the certification director for the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont. In her ideal scenario, the real organic movement would push USDA to strengthen its national standards.
We need to be really careful not to devalue the current organic label, because the majority of organic farmers are meeting the regulations.
Daney also worries consumers could get confused by the profusion of new labels on food. But David Chapman says consumers are already confused.
It won't be our label that's creating the confusion. What's creating the confusion is that the USDA is redefining organic to mean something very different.
The USDA did not respond to a request for comment. Chapman says the group meeting this week hopes to come up with new standards and a name for a new label over the next 2 days. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.